hear what I hear, what I hear.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know?
I know what I know.
In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know?
What I know, what I know.
A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
Said the king to the people everywhere,
listen to what I say.
Pray for peace, people everywhere.
Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Goodness and light.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There are five basic human senses: touch, sight, hearing, smell, and taste. The sensing organs associated with each sense send information to the brain to help us understand and perceive the world around us. There are others we cannot live without, but these are the primary senses. Sight and hearing are the main senses in the Christmas story. God communicating in various ways to his people. Someone special was coming. One of my daughters-in-law is an audiologist working through Specsavers branches, and they deal with sight and hearing problems. I guess many of us present now benefit from opticians or audiologists to help us see or hear more clearly. I did not wear reading glasses until my mid-40s, but the first experience of an eye test turned out to be quite traumatic. I could tell a very long story, but to keep the story very short, I got the wrong prescription. Or rather, the prescription was right, but the lenses were put in the wrong way round. Now, being of an engineering mind, I discovered after a short space of time that actually, if I put my glasses on to read, like that, everything came into sharp focus. The family, particularly the four sons I have, did not take me seriously. Eventually they and the opticians had to eat humble pie. But actually, the first time I went back to the optician, they said, "Mr. Deacon, you're the most awkward customer we've ever met." I didn't go to that optician again. I went to Specsavers, and they informed me, "There's a slight problem with your spectacles. The lenses are the opposite way to the prescription." Hallelujah. When we read the Bible, the Old Testament, the Hebrew Scripture, it gives us a developing understanding of God. God sometimes seems angry, quite a disciplinarian. And then Jesus came. And through Jesus, we see a clear image of the living God. As Paul wrote to the Colossians, he is the image of the invisible God. Now, we don't have to grope around in the dark any longer, like staggering to the bathroom in the darkness of the night, if you've got to that stage as well. Feeling our way for a doorpost or a known reference point on the landing. How we approach life and understanding of what God desires has to be through the lens of Jesus' own life. And when we look at Jesus' own life, that brings our understanding of God into sharp, crystal clear focus. Jesus brought a physical healing to so many people, including that gift of restoring sight to the blind. He can heal us too, from a spiritual blindness. Now we can look through that perfect lens and see what God is like when we read and study and come closer to Christ. What do we see? Do you see in Jesus what I see in Jesus? A late Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael Ramsay, wrote, "God is Christ-like, and in him there is no un-Christ-likeness at all." What is seen in Jesus is what God is. And what God is the outpouring and returning of selfless love, where every human being has value. The very essence of God's definition is love. In Jesus, we see God's love, and we see that God is trustworthy. See, God doesn't change. It's our perceptions that change. When Jesus came, those spectacles were put on the right way round. What God has shown to us in Jesus is what he has always been. A God of love and compassion. A God who forgives and heals. A God who cares for you, even in the small stuff. A God who is trustworthy and can be known intimately. So tonight, the question is, do you see what I see? Do you hear what I hear? And do you feel what I feel? Amen. If you'd be standing for the gospel reading, please. God became flesh in Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God. And now a blessing. Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary, fill you with his grace to trust his promises and obey his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.